All right, we're coming again in this session to consider this book by Norman, Asher Norman, called 26 Reasons Why Jews Don't Believe in Jesus. Looking at these from the Christian perspective to demonstrate that there are credible explanations and legitimate explanations to each of these objections, that rather than disproving that Jesus of Nazareth is the Messiah of God, indeed prove and verify, confirm, affirm that he is the only mediator between God and men. We come to his eighth reason, and he says here that Jesus of Nazareth could not be the Messiah because he failed to fulfill any of the six authentic Jewish messianic criteria. He failed to fulfill what he identifies as six Jewish messianic criteria. And it's interesting that in dealing with this, he argues that as far as the Jews were concerned, faith in the Messiah was not an issue. Faith in the Messiah was not necessary because the empirical evidences of the Messiah would be so unmistakably clear that faith was not necessary. He argues that Christians have to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, because there's no empirical evidence that would suggest indeed that he was. So we defy the evidence, we ignore the evidence, and we just insert belief. He argues that Jews don't have to believe in Messiah, because when Messiah comes, the evidences will be so crystal clear, empirically clear, that there will be no doubt. So he lists these six messianic criteria. Now it's interesting to me that when he identifies these six criteria for identifying the Messiah, they do not come from the Old Testament, but rather they come from a rabbi. He makes reference to Rabbi Maimonides, one of the greatest of the rabbinic sages, who listed six different criteria for the Messiah. So these are rabbinic criteria, not Old Testament criteria, many of which he ignores. I would submit to you that there are many more than six criteria that had to be met and fulfilled by the Messiah of God, and that Jesus of Nazareth indeed fulfilled all of the biblical criteria. But very quickly, let me just list what Maimonides' criteria are. First of all, that the Messiah must be a descendant of David, he says through Solomon. That the Messiah must be the anointed king of Israel, that the Messiah must return the Jewish people to Israel, that the Messiah must rebuild a temple in Jerusalem, that the Messiah must bring universal peace, and that the Messiah must bring a universal knowledge of God to the world. And he argues that Jesus did not fulfill any of these. For instance, he looks at the descent of Jesus, and he compares. Now, he's arguing here that the Messiah has to be a son of David via Solomon. And this takes us back to the Davidic covenant. And I would indeed agree that the Bible makes it absolutely clear that the Messiah of God must be a descendant of David in fulfilling of that Davidic covenant. But he compares the genealogy of Christ that is given to us in Matthew and the genealogy of Christ that is given to us in Luke, and he notices the inconsistencies. And that there are differences. But again, he fails. He fails to understand what the two gospel writers are doing, and it's based upon a presupposition, again, that is absolutely incorrect in denying the deity of the Lord Jesus. When you look at Matthew's genealogy, he traces the genealogy of Jesus, the legal genealogy of Jesus, through Joseph, all the way to Solomon. That is the legal genealogy, as he would have been the adopted son of Joseph. Luke, however, takes the genealogy through Mary back to Nathan, another of David's sons, but nonetheless back to David, demonstrating that both naturally through Mary and legally through Joseph, Jesus of Nazareth indeed is of the lineage of David. And that was the essence of the Davidic covenant, that he was to be a seed of David. Not necessarily Solomon, but a seed of David. And both genealogies take the Lord Jesus back to David, both legally to Solomon and naturally to Nathan, both through David, which is the fulfillment of the Davidic covenant. Other issues there that have a very simple explanation. All of the others are based, again, upon presuppositions that the Messiah was to be king and only king. As believers, as Christians, we argue that the Messiah, the mediator between God and men, functioned in the three offices of prophet, priest, and king. We understand from the Old Testament prophecy, as is fulfilled in the New Testament, we argue in terms of two advents of the Lord Jesus Christ. The prophets, according to Peter, spoke of the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, identifying those two different advents of the Messiah. But Judaism denies the two aspects of his coming. Judaism denies the sufferings that Christ had to fulfill, that qualification of the Messiah, and focuses simply upon their perspective of the kingship. In very simple terms, Maimonides, and even, I suppose, many of the Jews in Jesus' day, were looking for political relief. They were looking for political deliverance. They wanted a Messiah who was a king without being a prophet, without being a priest. They wanted nothing to do with the sufferings of the Messiah. But again, we can open up the Old Testament and see in so many different ways, in pictures, in types, in symbols, in express prophecies, the sufferings of Christ, the sacrifice of Christ was a necessary criteria that had to be fulfilled in terms of the true Messiah. And Judaism denies and rejects any aspect of Messiah apart from his kingship, looking at it purely from a political perspective, denying the advents, the two advents of Christ. They wanted a king without a priest. They denied the suffering of the Messiah that was so essential to our salvation. So, in regard to his objection then, that Jesus failed to fulfill the six criteria of the messianic claims, I would say to Norman, let's get back to the Scripture and see what the Scripture demands, what the Scripture requires of Messiah, and we'll find that in every way Jesus of Nazareth fulfilled and continues to fulfill every claim, every feature, every work of what the Messiah of God was purposed to accomplish.